from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What'd you make of Slates?
I think it's a lot of what you were talking about coming off of the Lacob sound we were playing. It feels like, and he put it 50% maybe lower to get Markin in. I think it's probably lower than that, but the idea of a trade deadline move to me becomes a lot more intriguing. And if you look at the list of 2025 free agents, if you were going to make a move for a rental kind of guy, it wouldn't cost you as much. And the list of upcoming free agents is pretty impressive. You got Ben Simmons, James Harden, you got Jamal Murray. He probably won't be available, but
he's going to get a
Brandon
deal.
Ingram, yeah. Chris Middleton. There are names of guys who are in the end of their deal who you could possibly just get for a rental at the deadline.
I was struck, again, he said it's less than 50-50, and then he goes, and it might be even lower than that, which so I don't know what the number is, but I was struck that he was not dismissive at all of the idea of the Warriors still getting Lowry Markkanen. There are questions about, and we don't know this, what Lowry wants. That's a part of it. I was also struck by, you know, all the talk of late of like, oh, it's going to take Pajamski. You're going to have the Kuminga's probably not a sticking point. It's going to take Pajamski. Tim McMahon said that. Sham Sharania has said that. Slater basically saying maybe it comes down to not who the Warriors are more willing to give up, but which one Utah would want. And it feels right now, based on these reports, like that person would be Pods and not Kuminga. And yes, there's the money aspect to this as well. But, you know, the Warriors don't want to give up either of these players.
Right.
But if you want Lowry Markkanen, would you give up one of these players? The vibe I get is that the Warriors might have to grit their teeth a little bit, but yeah, that they probably would. Yeah, Lowry Markkanen, it's not as simple as just like, how good is he? I want everyone to hear that from Anthony. He's a perfect fit.
Right.
That's important here.
Warriors need size. He's got size. They need length, and he can shoot the ball. And he's a high basketball IQ kind of a player. And I think that, you know, what he said about the roster players 3 through 12, it's kind of interchangeable. That is a problem when, you know, Moses Moody, again, be ready in case we need you in his fourth year. He doesn't want that, and he's better than that. So, you know, if you could get three of your players, if they want Pods, well, then you're going to take Looney, and you're going to take Moody, because they're a package deal. Moody and Looney do yoga
they
together.
Do yoga
we know
together.
That.
Yes,
and
they
so
do.
If that's the
we
package, and maybe it's a pick or two for Markkanen, well, that frees up your roster logjam, and you get a better player coming back.
And then what we're not talking about, and there's no way to know, is like, how many picks are we talking about? You know, because again, the thing that Shams said yesterday.
That's a really good question, Mark.
Thank you. And Shams, like yesterday, made it sound like it was going to be all the picks. All of them. All of the picks.
All them picks.
Right. Like 2045. Yes, that one too. All of them. I don't even know how far in the future you're allowed to go. Are you allowed to do that? The pick is 20 years from now. Yeah, we'll take that one too. You probably are allowed to do that. I don't know why anyone would do that. No executive is still going to be in that job by the time that pick comes around.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I think the only rule is it has to be every other year. It can't be consecutive years.
Correct. Correct.
I think that's the only
stipulation. So you can pick, swap. You can do pick and then pick, swap. And then pick and then pick, swap.
Sure.
All of this. And then that's what they'd be asking for.
And if you're Utah and you see the players Kuminga and Podziemski as being relatively equal in ability, you'd much rather have Pods based on his money alone and the team control. Because why would you not want to extend Markkanen and then trade for Kuminga knowing that he's going to need an extension?
Well, it's a
much... doesn't make rebuild sense to me.
Correct. I agree with you, but it is a much smaller extension.
Yes.
That is a cheaper, I should say. Not the length would be the same, but... it's cheaper.
And that also struck me about, because I asked him about the Kuminga contract, would it be coming? Because Jordan Poole got signed in October, and if the Markkanen thing doesn't happen for the Warriors, that doesn't necessarily mean that Kuminga is going to get an extension. They might just wait until the end of the year, and then he becomes a restricted free agent, and the Warriors have the ability to match another offer that he might get.
Look, I think this. I think that whenever you have the option as a team, in order to get more information, you take it. You know what I mean? The Niners are not allowed to extend Brock Purdy right now. But that works out well. You get 17 more games of information. You know, I still think they extended Jordan Poole when they did because they also knew what was going to happen next. To a degree, they knew what they were going to try to do. You know, they had a whole season of realizing that these guys were just not connecting. They were not getting along anymore. And so I think they knew what they were going to do. And so you turn it into an asset and you change the finances around with your books and you get Chris Paul and you get out from underneath all of that. That's one way to play.
You had to attach a first-round pick to it, unfortunately, because his value did tank.
Right. But you also, like, take Ayuk. You know what I mean? The Niners are not scared to be like, let's do another year of information. We'll pay you $14.1 million this year, and let's figure it out after the year. Kuminga is a classic example for this because he really had a nice rise last year, and he's a really good player. But is he that? Like, we're all still debating that. You'll get a good debate around town. Like, he's good, but is he that? And he's 21. Yeah. Give me another year of information for 500, Alex. That's what I'll take in this one.
Depends on...
why not?
Well, it depends on how you really feel about the player. Because if you love the player, then it probably behooves you to sign him now because the value would be lower. If Kuminga has another step-up year or a double step-up year and you realize, oh my God, this guy is the sauce, and he goes out and averages 21-9, and it's like, this guy's on his way to being a real star in this league, that's going to cost you a lot more money next offseason than it would now.
You know what Anthony Slater is? He is an insider.
Yeah.
He obviously is a guest at 95.7 The Game.
He's a cougar.
He's
Rancho
a cougar.
Cotati.
You know what else he is?
Talk to me.
A listener.
How do you know?
Because he heard that conversation and he just texted our guys and said, tell those two schmucks in the other room you can only trade picks 7 years out.
There you go.
7 years out. So 2031.
Slate?
Which I could give a rip about, by the way, is how far out you could go. And what I mean, I don't mean the information he just texted in. You want my 2031 pick here? We got 7 years to recoup that,
I'll have a 9-year-old.
Yeah, Steph Curry's gonna be 43. Yes, yes, Markkanen. Yes, you can have my 2031 first round pick. I don't even know if Kyle Shanahan thinks we're gonna be alive by then. We're sponsored by Lucky California, and we'd love your calls, 888-957-9570. And then also coming up next, this. Remember Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Coaches, execs, and scouts. Who are the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL? Is Brandon Ayuk on the list? There's only one way to find out. It's coming up next on Withered and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I smell good right now.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. I got a brand new hat that I got from my son's golf course.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
What the hell was I saying in that one?
Filling in for Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
Oh, no, that was on purpose.
It's still a foul.
No,
it's still a penalty.
Whatever. Call it a take foul then.
Encroachment unabated to the quarterback.
Too bad. I'm going to keep on fouling.
I'm giving you a yellow card.
Fine.
Seriously.
You're not allowed to give me a yellow card.
I should start bringing my cards. I think I'm going to bring my cards. I might wear my stripes.
Bring your whistle, too. Yeah.
I got one in the car. Tomorrow I'm going to go stripes, whistle, cards, and penalty flags.
I hate referee Dibs. Unless, like, they're 10-year-olds playing basketball. But when you do it in here, when you come in here after refs have ruined nights for all of us, and you defend them, it's not good.
I hate ref hating sports fans.
I know you do.
Because it's almost never, the ref.
But yes. It's DNA.
It's not DNA. It's a learned behavior. And this
it's
is where,
not.
Don't you get it, Mark?
No,
don't you get it. Because you've never done it. And if you've done it at the level that I've done it, which is the highest level of 10-year-old sports.
How do you know I've never done it?
Because you're not cut from that cloth.
I have
you've
done
never
it.
Done it.
I have done it.
Once in a volunteer setting in a non-impactful.
Oh, it matters that you're getting $42 as opposed to volunteering?
Yes.
Come on, no.
I've done it at the championship level.
Championship level.
You got
what?
Fourth graders doing battle for a title. That's high level.
It's so high level that when they lose, they're like, where are we going to eat?
Sometimes it takes minutes for them to get over
right.
It
takes the dad's about 2 weeks.
I've losses that I still haven't gotten over. My kid was playing under 8 soccer. He's now 23.
Oh, God.
And I could walk you through the entire soccer match. Silver Tigers.
I remember coaching whatever it was, 9-year-old baseball, and we were really supposed to win, and I made a mistake. It was my bad, and we lost a game that we had no business losing. And you know, kids at that age, you're just crying like crazy. And I just gathered them up and I said, "On me. That is on me. I want everybody to lift your head. All the super whatever that speech." Circle back at the team party, you know, like a couple days later, and everyone's telling the stories of like how long it took their kid to get over it. Oh my God, he was crying all night, or this is what he said. One dad comes over to me as the dad of like the worst player on the team. He's like, "I got to be honest with you. He got in the car and was just like, what pizza place are we picking? Like, he didn't give two bleeps about what had just happened." Anyway, Willard and Dibs here in the morning just this week only. Glad you're with us. We're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey and Klay Thompson bobbleheads, multiple bobbles. And we're doing this on Friday. You'll have 3 chances to qualify and win. In fact, you'll win each time the bobbles. 3 people get the bobbles, but only one of the 3 is going to get the jersey. And these are the 3 times that you're going to want to listen and have a chance to win. 8:11 in the morning with us, 1:11 in the midday with Bonte and Joe, and 5:11 in the late afternoon with Steiny and Goo, who I hear love afternoon drive. Loving it. What place do you think Brandon Ayuk came in an anonymous poll of coaches, execs, and scouts put together by ESPN's Jeremy Fowler? Top 10 wide receivers in the NFL. Did he make the list, yes or no?
I thought about this, and I thought about it, and I mulled it over, and my gut feeling is no. He did not make the top 10.
I'm with you. I guess maybe just outside of it, maybe 11th, maybe 12th, something like that.
Somewhere in there.
We now have the list, but I've got it stacked, so I haven't seen it. I can only see who's on the top, and we all know who's on the top.
And he has to be on the top.
Yeah, it's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Jets.
Justin Jefferson. All right. So should we unveil it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go from the top down, though. Okay? Number 1.
And the director of Tree Killing has produced 74 pages of copy.
I know. He handed me an encyclopedia, and he doesn't even know what an encyclopedia is. He's too young. All right. Number 1, Justin Jefferson.
Turn the page.
Number 2. Tyreek Hill.
Makes sense. Second in the league in catches.
Number 3, Jamar Chase, Cincinnati Bengals. I like the player.
I like the pick, Mark.
Number 4, CeeDee Lamb, Dallas Cowboys.
Led football with 135 grabs last year.
Number 5, Davante Adams, Las Vegas Raiders. File Davante Adams' name over here in the left side of your brain for a separate conversation coming up next.
Threw his 4-year-old daughter an awesome dinosaur birthday party.
Yes, he did. Thank you for bringing that up. It looks so great.
On receiver.
Okay, quick aside.
On Netflix.
My favorite moment, but not like all the Kittle and Debo stuff. Debo's got the cutest kid I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God, he's adorable.
And George Kittle and Claire goals. Anyway.
Totally.
Devontae's birthday party, my favorite moment, is all of the moms of the other kids in the class who get invited over to the house, and they're in who knows where Nevada, and they walk in. Nobody knows who Davante is. And they're just like, oh my God, look at your house.
Totally.
And you know they're all thinking the same thing. They're looking at this woman and they're going, what the hell does your husband do for a living?
Exactly.
This dreadlock gentleman, this large man over, what does he do?
And pretty nice house. Pretty nice little crib.
So they start introducing, and they're like, oh, are you the dad? I'm the dad. Hi, Devontae. And they're like, oh, Cheryl, nice to meet you, Devontae. And then they go get like a chip and dip.
It's pretty funny.
And you're just like, when you're in the sports world, you're like, God, you weirdos, you have no clue what's going on,
do you?
It's so funny. All right, number five, Devontae Adams.
Put that over here.
Dinosaur birthday party thrower.
Thank you. All right.
Number six, A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Highest ranked Brown on the list.
That is accurate.
Yeah, I'm trying to have something for everyone. Mixing it up.
Number seven, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions.
Turns out his dad was Mr. Olympia.
Mr. Universe.
That dude's got some muscles.
Dude, the Brown workout routine, the whole family, watch out.
The Brown watch home out. Videos of Amon-Ra as an 8-year-old, and he's already, you know, pushing plates. Pretty impressive.
So crazy. All right, here's where you're going to start getting names where you're like, what?
Well, Ayuk should be next.
Number eight.
He wants that Amon-Ra money.
Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What year is it? Is it 2019?
It's 2024.
Yeah, I don't.
Hasn't Mike Evans gone over 1,000 yards like 27 seasons in a row? Seriously. What is the...
Last year he got 1,255.
Mike Evans, the last time Mike Evans did not...
Never.
Go for 1,000 yards.
No, the answer is never. He's 10 for 10.
When he didn't play. 2013.
Yeah, he was in grade school.
He was in college.
Yeah.
Mike Evans has been in the league since 2014. He's never not gotten 1,000 yards. There was one year where he got 1,001.
Score it.
Count it.
And he had one year where he had 1,006.
Yep.
I'm just going to say this as we move on down the list. Mike Evans, Hall of Famer.
Probably.
10 years of 1,000 or more, and he's got 94 touchdowns.
And led the league last year in touchdown catches.
He's going to the Hall.
2013 at A&M, catching passes from Johnny Manziel.
There you go.
Probably had 1,000 yards.
I bet he did. Boy, that's something.
He probably has never played a football season and not had 1,000 yards going back to high school.
I would argue you're probably right. And boy, the dude is healthy. He has never played fewer than 13 games in a season, ever.
Yeah, through college, you're right.
Yeah.
Both years.
That's awesome.
13 games, 1,100 yards.
Get his high school numbers and get back to me.
1,400 somewhere.
That's awesome.
Thank you. All right.
Number nine.
It's got to be him.
Stephon Diggs, Houston Texans.
Down from six in last year's poll.
Yes, that's correct.
Which this is an interesting one because he should be a top five or top six guy, but he's so mercurial.
Well, yeah.
Enigmatic.
He's complicated.
He is. I wanted to go with mercurial.
He's a wide receiver is what he is. He didn't make the documentary because it would have only been allowed to watch it late at night.
I got you.
Okay. All right. We've arrived at number 10.
Okay.
Did he make the list or not? It is time to unveil the number 10 wide receiver in the NFL, according to execs, scouts, and coaches, and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
That's a good drum roll.
That is a really good high-priced drum roll. Number 10, Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49ers.
There you go. Apparently, he won a tiebreaker with Cooper Kupp thanks to his breakout season last year.
How do you break the tie?
I don't know, because he had a breakout season and Cooper Kupp was injured.
Because it's just like, his highest ranking was three.
I don't know, he was ranked third on this, baby. Ayuk has come a long way from starting his career in the doghouse.
Highest ranking means the highest that any individual in the poll ranked him.
Thank you. Okay.
His lowest ranking was unranked. And last year he was unranked. So there it is. Brandon Ayuk. Someone thinks he's the third best wide receiver in the league.
An NFL personnel evaluator said, premier route runner with open field juice.
Oh, I do like the word juice.
I do too.
It works in a lot of different ways.
That's a pretty sweet comment. If I'm Ayuk, I walk into John Lynch's office and say, hey, People are saying I'm a premier route runner with open field juice. How about you pay me?
All right. Honorable mention. Those who did not make the list but came damn close. Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, Amari Cooper, and DJ Moore. And then in the others receiving votes category. So not close, but they were...
They got mentioned.
They got some votes here and there. DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Calvin Ridley, T. Higgins, Puka Nacua, George Pickens, Chris Olave, Michael Pittman Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, and Cortland Sutton.
Before we circle back to number five, I do think it's interesting that in that list of honorable mentions, you had Waddle, Smith, and Collins. They all just signed deals this offseason, as did Michael Pittman Jr. Mm-hmm. And so if this list is any indicator of what people think about receivers, Brandon Ayuk is ahead of all those guys, ahead of Waddle, Smith, Nico Collins, and Michael Pittman Jr. on this list.
Right, but he's behind Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
On this list. Let's see. You know, he's behind Tyreek Hill.
Justin Jefferson, who got a deal.
Set the market 2 years ago at 30, and he's still well behind Tyreek Hill. CeeDee Lamb has not signed yet. What's the Ja'Marr Chase situation?
I was about to ask you.
He's a year earlier than Brandon, I think, right? I think Ja'Marr is not extension eligible till next offseason, I think.
I think he's extension eligible because he's played 3 years.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that they're going to do it now. I thought that he wanted to get an extension.
Well, who doesn't?
I know.
You know what I mean? So, okay. Now, why did we file Devontae Smith, dinosaur birthday party thrower, over here on the side? Now,
Devontae Adams.
Sorry, what did I call him?
Smith.
Yeah, that's the different Devontae.
Yeah.
Spelled differently, too. Devontae Adams, Las Vegas Raiders. Now, this may just be silly social media stuff, but hey, let's check in on it. There's a Twitter site called @49ersportstalk, and it is suggesting or reporting that there is a rumor starting to circulate that with the trade request from Brandon Ayuk, the Las Vegas Raiders are interested. And why would they be interested? Well, wide receiver is a position of need for them. Certainly a young wide receiver would be a position of need for them. They're also not in win-now mode. Devontae Adams is very much a win-now player. And Devontae Adams has also spent the last handful of days on Netflix torching the situation without even realizing it. He just was mic'd up, and so his feelings during games have now been put on a national platform for all of us to see and hear, and it sounds like Devontae Adams is both in pain and not very happy with life without Aaron Rodgers. So, be that what it is.
Right. Just quick aside, 10 seconds of watching the documentary, the amount of punishment that these guys take, and by these guys, I mean all football players. I need to remind myself when we get into the season,
brother,
about when somebody's like out with this injury or out with that injury, the things that these guys go through to even go out there and play. Devontae Adams, he's getting absolutely demolished.
Absolutely demolished. And who does he mainly blame?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's go live to Mark Grandy in the other room with this Devontae Adams update.
I'm just going to play what he said on receiver. Here it is.
I got to get the f*** out of here before I lose my f***ing life. I ain't never been hit this many f***ing times in my career. Every game I get f***ed up.
That's four F-bombs in one soundbite.
I got F out of here before I lose my life. Like, if I'm the Raiders GM, I'm like, oh, wow, did anybody see this show?
Well, he came there to play with his college quarterback, who was traded the year after he got there. So,
right.
And he was left with Aiden O'Connell and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, right. And so now Jimmy Garoppolo's gone, and so it's okay to put it on Netflix, but it's not like the Raiders have figured out their quarterback situation. They've got Gardner Minshew now.
The shoe.
Right? But if you're ranking quarterback situations, just situations in the NFL right now, I'm sorry, Spadone, right? Good morning. The Raiders are way down on that list. They're going to be south of 25 if you're ranking just quarterback situations. Like, who's got it figured out? Well, not them. Not them. So if I'm Devontae Adams and I'm north of 30 years old, but I'm still phenomenal, and I've only got a year left on my deal, would I be open to getting the hell out of there? You'd think. So it was a fun rumor yesterday for people to start playing with, and you even brought it up, Terry McLaurin. Like, let me back up a sec. Brandon Ayuk's not getting traded. That's my position. But if we're going to go down this road, and let's say the 49ers are like, hey, if you're going to be this mad, you know, there's nothing in this for us either. We can play hardball with you, but by the same token, does that help us? We need someone to be our top target opposite Deebo Samuel and George Kittle this year. And if you're going to mess around and not do it, maybe we should look at finding someone else to do it. So the Terry McLaurin thing gets played with, but the number one reason I would sort of reject that is that Terry McLaurin's got multiple years left on his deal at well over $20 million per year. And so that would not work for the 49ers, I believe.
Right.
Because you're acquiring McLaurin for Brandon and then probably kicking Deebo out the door after the year also. I don't want to lose both of them. I'm not into that. Well, so what about this proposal?
Well, Devontae does have two more years on his deal, but you can get out for 15.7 is the dead cap number.
All right. So the report says the Raiders are interested. Only thing it says, they're interested in Ayuk, and any deal would include Devontae Adams. Now, if the Niners have flexibility to get out from underneath that after this year when Purdy needs an extension, but Super Bowl is like absolutely imperative this year. I know you've got to go through the whole learn a new system thing or whatnot, but Devontae is as cerebral as they come. He's as talented as they come. He is a phenomenal receiver. I know you start playing the whole one-year game a little too much. All of that, you'd have to refigure it out, but it gives Pearsall another year. I'll put it this way. For fun internet rumors, I like this idea a lot more than I like Terry McLaurin.
Yes, he's a much better player, and there is the homecoming angle because he went to Palo Alto High School, of course, Devontae Adams, playing football with Jock Peterson. So there's that feel-good angle. And also, the idea that you could get out from underneath the contract after just 1 year, I don't think you'd want to keep, you know, 33, 34-year-old Devontae. He's making 35.6, not this year, but next year. So that's a contract that you wouldn't want to be a part of. But you're in a Super Bowl or bust window. So can you go from Brandon Ayuk, who you really like, and get a replacement who is probably even a little bit better? He's a guy who will go out there and be a willing blocker, and a guy who could be your key X receiver in an offense that obviously thrives with Brandon Ayuk being that guy, and this guy could go out there and dominate for you for a year, and then you could part ways.
I will also add that, and this is prior to anything Brandon Ayuk related, this is just Devontae Adams. Due to what we're hearing on Netflix, and due to just what I think is, I guess I'd call common sense, which is that you look at the Raiders situation with Carr not there, with what happened last year, with Mahomes and Herbert both in the division, Devontae being there doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now. Like, you don't have a good quarterback. You're not in position to win now. You're Devontae Adams. You're 31 years old. And now you're on Netflix being like, get me that bleep out of here. So, obviously, there's going to be all kinds of speculation and rumors, and there has been for a number of weeks now. His agent did go on social media and call trade rumors, quote, baseless, unfounded speculation.
Yeah.
Add that into the conversation.
I'm sure it is that until it's not. And, you know, if I'm the Raiders and I'm looking at my situation, would I rather have Brandon Ayuk for the next 3 years, 3 or 4 years, or Devontae Adams, a guy who clearly is, you know, if you watch the documentary, not thrilled with being an Oakland Raider, and you're going to have to pay him a ton if you decide to keep him at the end of this year. His cap hit is $44 million for each of the next 2 years. Or you get Brandon Ayuk in, and he's younger and much more affordable, and you have a chance to maybe start your rebuild out there in the desert.
The remainder of the quote is, Devontae is expected to be with the Raiders as there has been absolutely no trade talk, double dash, period.
Okay.
Yeah. Expected is the only word I saw there.
Yes, of course. He's expected. He's expected. Under contract. Right. And the cap hit is 25.3, so I don't think that Devontae's going to hold out.
No. I mean, remember when Jordan Poole was expected to spend the next 4 years with the Warriors?
Correct.
And then played for the Wizards 3 days later? So I don't know what's going to happen here, and I will circle back to my point. The Niners are not trading Brandon Ayuk. They're not trading Brandon Ayuk. They don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk. The only way they would get there is if they, A, like, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan really feels deep in the DNA about Brandon Ayuk. You know, I think that today is actually a good day to let's moonwalk a little bit back to before the draft. And the 49ers, and this is very Shanahan-esque, right? Look at the situation. We don't want to pay two wide receivers north of $25 million. If that's your premise, look at the way Kyle Shanahan and the Niners handled it. Well, we'll trade Brandon or Debo. Let's take calls on both of them. And we'll extend Brandon and then cut Debo next year. Or we won't extend Brandon and we'll keep Debo. It's very Shanahan-esque, who many have accused of being so arrogant in his play calling that he's like, I could do this with Debo. I could do this with Brandon. I can draft Ricky Pearsall and do it with him. We can do it with anyone. And whether that's true or not is not even the point of today. I think it gives us a little bit of some education about what he might be thinking right now and why the Niners won't budge that much in these contractual talks, because they're like, somewhere in their DNA, they believe they can do this without him.
Yes, and I also think that in their DNA, they are steadfast about not paying two wide receivers more than $20 million a year. And that is something that they don't have to do right away. Even if you give Brandon Ayuk 4 years and $100 million, 45 of which is guaranteed, that doesn't kick in until next year. So his cap number this year would go down. You play out this year, and then you can decide what to do with your wide receiver room then, and you can either cut Debo, trade Brandon Ayuk, or swallow hard, and you will end up paying two guys more than $20
million. I mean, so I guess what I'm saying is that the only way they end up trading is if in their heart of hearts, they're like, okay, A, we don't think Brandon is imperative or irreplaceable, and then B, and this is the most under-discussed point of all of this speculation, what is somebody giving us in return? The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk are very much like the Utah Jazz and Lauri Markkanen. Sure, call us. What's your offer? Oh, you don't want to give us 28 draft picks? Well, then we're not biting right now. Sorry. Call us when you're ready to talk. The Niners have all the cards. And I bet they would trade Brandon Ayuk if somebody wanted to call with a one and a two.
Well, they were open to it back in April,
exactly,
in the NFL draft.
Exactly.
So I wonder how many teams called. We have pretty good idea that Pittsburgh called,
sure,
back then. And Washington, I'm sure, has been calling. Jaden Daniels has probably encouraged them to call.
Well, he wasn't even a Commander yet.
But I mean subsequently, they probably called.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure teams are still calling. And I would imagine on this day, July 17th, the report came out yesterday that he's requested a trade. So if you're another team in the NFL, you're probably calling, hey, how'd that request for a trade go? Are you guys open to accepting, to obliging that request?
No.
I mean,
no.
We got.
I'm sorry. What are you offering?
We got Terry McLaurin. I don't know if you've seen him. Good receiver, solid receiver.
That doesn't fit our cap. If we wanted to pay a receiver, we'd just pay Brandon.
But apparently, you don't want to pay a receiver. So,
well, I mean,
what are you gonna do, hot shot? You gonna pay them both? You can have a disgruntled number 11 on your squad this year?
We've got a really good receiving corps under contract right now, and we're ready to play football in September.
I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, us too. Remember when we kicked your butt last year? We're going to do it again this year too.
Do we even play them this year?
I don't know. Do the Niners play the Commanders?
No.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
No.
But they do play. They play Vegas in a preseason game, August 23rd. What uniform will Devontae Adams be wearing?
A polo and jeans.
Good call.
A polo and
neither.
Jeans.
Neither. Good call.
He won't wear the uniform that day. Look, the phrase that his agent uses, baseless, unfounded speculation. You could name all of our shows that.
The whole business.
Right. I mean, that's what we're sitting here having fun and talking about scenarios sure, they're unlikely to happen. But the only way the 49ers trade this guy is if I think that it's really kind of three things. One, they're really not that into him. Would have to be number one. Number two would be they truly believe he's going to cause problems into the season, like locker room problems. And then three, somebody gives him an unbelievable offer. The funniest report that I continually see out there is when people go, there are other teams willing to pay Brandon what he's asking for contractually. That's a great portion of the report, but that's got nothing to do with where the 49ers are like, great. I'm glad Washington has $29 million for Brandon Ayuk. So what? What are you going to give us to give you Brandon Ayuk? This is not, he's not a free agent.
Of course. Now, would you do, if you were in the John Lynch seat and Vegas called and said, look, Devontae Adams, I don't know if you've seen the documentary on Netflix, but man, the things he said, he wants to get the F out of here. And you know, I feel him, and we kind of want to get him the F out of here, too. We don't want to pay him as much money as he's going to be owed over the next few years, and we don't want to have him just get cut for nothing. How about we give you Devontae? You give us Brandon, straight up. No picks.
God, no. No.
Player for player.
No.
Mano y mano.
No.
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 You don't want to upgrade, an instant upgrade to your wide receiver room in a Super Bowl window?
How much of an upgrade? I mean, even if we go by this list, we go from 10 to 5.
That's a big upgrade.
That's not that big of an upgrade.
Adams is a better wide receiver right now than Brandon Ayuk.
He is a better wide receiver than Brandon Ayuk.
For this upcoming season, he is better.
He might be a better wide receiver than Brandon's ever going to be.
Right.
That's entirely possible.
So you would expect Vegas to attach some sort of a pick alongside with him?
Well, first of all, You're already lining up. You said Devontae's got 2 years left on his deal,
he's
right?
He's got three, but the out is after this year.
Okay.
It's an $18 million cap hit if and when you cut him.
I don't want to pay $18 million and throw it into the wind.
15.7.
I don't want to pay 15.7 and throw it into the wind. I've got Brandon Ayuk controlled for the next 3 years for way less than what you've got Devontae controlled for the next 3 years. Plus, your next 3 years of Devontae are all age 30-something years, and Brandon's are all age 20-something years. This is not player for player.
Well, you're not thinking about Devontae Adams for 3 years. It's a one-year deal.
Well,
you're really paying him $40 million for 1 year. You owe him $25.3. The dead cap is an additional $15.7. So for $41 million, you get 1 year Devontae Adams. Or
how about Brandon for 14? That's what I'll take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brandon
and then full flexibility after it to do whatever the hell we need to do. We can still talk extension with him and cut Debo. We can franchise tag him and play another year together. We got all kinds of...
you're not
going to
franchise tag him.
Why not?
Because it's not what you do.
But when
Niners,
they have...
Robbie Gould,
yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
You tagged a kicker.
I mean, look, circumstances arrive. You're right. We don't want to, but we will if we have to.
Yeah, see, I would call that bluff, honestly.
Oh, God. It's not a bluff.
It's a total bluff.
How?
They don't do that. They don't ever use the franchise tag.
They will.
And I get that they're allowed to borrow your phrase.
And they will.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're going to, because I don't think it's going to get to that. But the question is, would they? Sure they would. You don't think the Niners would play hardball?
No.
Niners will play hardball.
I don't.
The Niners do play hardball. They're playing it
right
now.
Not with the franchise tag, though. Oh. And they've never really done that outside of with the kicker.
Fun conversation today.
Yeah.
Let's do the Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by...
by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet, only from Xfinity.
That's right, it's time for the Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts on the show, brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. And what happens right now is we will go around the room, in both rooms, and have everybody give final thoughts. I think we should start with Joe Spadoni and give your final thoughts on today's show that you probably heard not of.
So right. I'm sure you guys talked about U.S. men's national team, the soccer team,
big
and their new interest in their head coach. Mauricio, help me out here, Dibs, as a fellow not Italian.
Pochettino?
Pochettino.
Nice. My guy. Dubon. It's pronounced Dubon. Mauricio Dubon.
World Series champion, obviously, Mauricio Dubon.
Yeah, that
hurts. Houston Astros.
Yeah.
That's who U.S. men's national team has their sights set on after getting spurned by Jurgen Klopp, Dibs. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a shame. It's unfortunate because we've done well with Jurgens with the national team.
Klinsmann.
Thank you. Klinsmann was there, but anything but Berhalter is kind of my motto for the coaching.
Hashtag Berhalter is out.
Thank you. There you go.
Mark Grandy with a C. Hi.
All-Star Game is come and gone. I hope the next All-Star Game, they switch back to their old jerseys where the players get to wear the jerseys of their teams that they actually play on instead of these terrible, ugly jerseys that Nike and Fanatics puts together. I don't know how you guys feel the jerseys that they wore yesterday. Terrible, ugly. I love to see like Elliot Ramos getting announced, Logan Webb getting announced, and them wearing those beautiful Giants jerseys. I want that back. And according to a report, the MLB is considering that for next year's All-Star Game. I hope they go back to that old style starting next year.
I think everybody agrees with you. I saw that everywhere. Everybody was turned off by those jerseys. I was turned off by the way Logan Webb looked in the jersey as well.
They were vomitous.
Three runs in one inning. I'll go next. If you really care about the outcome of Team USA in the upcoming Olympics, get yourself ready to not care. I got a bad feeling about this. And I know that, it's just exhibition, blah, blah, blah. What was the final score against Australia? They won by eight. They won by six or something like that.
Got a little effort.
They're huge favorites against Serbia right now.
15.5.
And they are up by nine, but just still, like, the look of it, they're just, Dibs are just not that good. Steph Curry scored three the other day. Is that what he scored three.
He has 18 in the first half already here.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. Steph Curry's going off, and they're not putting Serbia away. It's Nikola Jokic and four people playing again. I'm just telling you, they don't look great.
Nikola and the four Serbs sounds like a rock band.
I like it. I'd listen to them.
Yeah, they're playing better since you started disparaging them.
That's true. Would have been better if I'd gone first. They were only
probably
up by like four. But
I know
anyway, go ahead.
We're getting to be up against it. Big weekend for golf. Open Championship from Royal Troon starts tonight. But the real event is the Barracuda at Old Greenwood up there in Truckee. I have mixed emotions because I just played there this past Saturday, and I was so terrible. I mean, really, really bad. And then you watch what these guys, the pros, are going to do to that course, and it's going to make me feel even worse.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go out there and shoot 62, 63 from the back tees. I'm playing from the middle tees, and shooting a 99. Whoa. So go get them, fellas, at the Barracuda at Old Greenwood.
Set up pro conditions. It's always fun to play a course when it's set up for pro conditions and realize, oops, I am nowhere near as good as I thought I was.
No, like, do me a favor, cut the rough. Can't even find my ball on that thing.
You know what's coming up next on the game? This is Wacky. It's Bonte and Joe, everybody, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, let's do it again tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, for Spadone, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.